It was another frigid morning across the Northeast with temperatures well below zero. Most areas in our listening area were in the single digits and teens below zero. However, some locations were in the 20s below zero first thing this morning. The Albany area reached a low temperature of 9 below zero, making this the 12th day this month where the low temperature has been zero or colder. And we're only 24 days into the month, so half of the days so far this month we've had temperatures at or below zero, at least for part of the day. Temperatures this afternoon are on the cold side, running generally in the teens. We're also dealing with a wind out of the south that has turned a bit gusty this afternoon, resulting in wind chill values that are near zero. You know, it's kind of interesting, a wind out of the south usually means warm weather. It's certainly not warm out there now. However, we will begin to see some less harsh air arrive for tomorrow, where temperatures will come up into the 20s. That will be followed by another blast of cold for tomorrow night, Thursday, and Friday. Now, with that change, we will have the passage of a cold front and the opportunity for some scattered snow showers and flurries. So we might have some snow showers fly as we work through tonight into the day tomorrow. Again, tomorrow, temperatures will climb up into the 20s in most areas in advance of the front, but the wind will begin to kick up again as the front passes through, and we are going to see another shot of cold. So highs on Thursday will only be in the single digits and teens, and the weather will continue cold into Friday with highs once again only in the teens. Now, in terms of storms, we're looking generally storm-free. However, a storm will clip southeastern New England tonight with the potential for at least a couple of inches of snow. Another storm will drive south of us on Thursday. Most of the computer modeling data keeps that storm far enough to our south to prevent us from seeing any snowfall. But there's a chance if the storm jogs a bit farther north, we could see some snow on Thursday, so that's something we'll watch over the next couple of days. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers, low in the single digits to around 10. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a chance of snow showers or flurries, breezy, high in the lower to mid-20s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers tonight, low in the single digits to around 10. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a chance of snow showers or flurries, breezy, high in the lower to mid-20s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers, low 6 to 12. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a chance of snow showers or flurries, breezy, high 25 to 30. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of snow showers, low 6 to 12. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a chance of snow showers or flurries, breezy, high in the lower to mid-20s. Region-wide, on Thursday, partly sunny and cold again, with highs in the single digits and teens, and on Friday, partly sunny and continued cold, with highs in the teens to around 20. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.